Saudi Arabia is making a splash at the Cannes Film Festival, not with Saudi films, but with five titles funded by the kingdom. One is the Jordanian drama Inshallah a Boy, a bold look at how the patriarchy, backed by local law, can unravel a woman's life. Nawal's husband has died, leaving her with a debt. Since she has a daughter and not a son, half her home can legally be taken by her husband's family and her daughter put into custody. The film follows her fight to save them both, while also confronting issues like divorce, abortion, and domestic abuse. Inspired by his own family's experience, director Amjad al-Rashid has created a thoughtful film tackling misogyny and social injustice, but is bracing for a possible backlash.
The Arab audience and Jordanian audience specifically, they are so sensitive and they're not used to see themselves in the mirror. And now I'm putting the mirror in front of them. I know that there will be kind of a backlash, but I know that there will be also supporters, because the waves of change is going through all the Arab world, and I hope it will be, at least it will start a conversation.
Four Daughters, another Saudi-backed film, received a standing ovation for Tunisian director Kawtha Benhania and her cast. Based on the real-life story of Olfa, whose two eldest daughters disappeared to join ISIL, it weaves documentary and fiction together. Everywhere you look at Cannes, Saudi Arabia is putting its stamp on the industry.
Since 2018, when Saudi stopped the ban on cinema, they've created an international film festival. The Red Sea Film Festival is huge. They've announced many funds of hundreds of million dollars. They've looked to open up studios in Neom and Alula and announced 40% rebates. It's a big investment.
To help foster local talent, they're bringing in Hollywood actress Katie Holmes to mentor young Saudi filmmakers and to attract productions, building Alula, a multi-million dollar studio complex in the desert.
The Saudi-backed films at Cannes are bold, and when released in the Arab world, could challenge the status quo and give a more nuanced view of Arabs to the rest of the world. Because opening the door to new perspectives is one of the great powers of cinema. Charlie Angela, Al Jazeera, Cannes.